Can you talk a little bit more specifically? You mentioned Midas Thorne, about two other agents we've heard a lot about. I'm not sure exactly where things stand with the FDA with them. Is Crizartinib and Gilteritinib, what the differences between those agents and Midas Thorne, both sort of pharmacologically and what we know in terms of clinical research?
Yeah. So Gilteritinib and Quizartinib are much more specific FLT3 inhibitors than Midas Thorne. So, you know, Midas Thorne inhibits a lot of things. Midas Thorne was originally called PKC412 because it was a protein kinase C inhibitor. That's how it was developed. And then they said, oh, actually, it also inhibits FLT3. Let's try it in FLT3 positive AML. Since then, there's been, you know, drug development pipelines have come up with much more specific FLT3 inhibitors, and Quizartinib and Gilteritinib are in that family. You know, in terms of differences between the two, I think there are some. There's differences in terms of the bioavailability and the dosing schedule and regimen. Both are orally available, but in general, both are in a similar territory of sort of looking at single agent relapse refractory clinical trials. And I think both of them are trying to move forward with that in mind.